doing?
Today is a very special day.
It's a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Because today is
TGIM. That's right.
Today is...
Thank God it's Monday.
Thank God it's
Monday.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Is that a real thing?
Why, yes, it is.
Google it.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
I don't need to.
I believe you.
You know what else I just realized?
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Monday morning. Good morning to you. The gang is all here. We're back. I'm John. Monroe's right there. What up, Monroe?
Hi.
Jackson.
Good morning.
Man, it is bright.
Yeah.
Right?
I left my house this morning at like just a little before 5, and the sun was already peeking up over the mountains.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's nice.
It's great. I feel like this is the first morning I've really noticed something like this that's going on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find this this story I wanted to do for you. I don't know if you guys saw it over the weekend. There was a gator that ended up in someone's house.
Oh, yeah. He broke a window.
He broke a window and was in the kitchen.
Yeah. And they, handsome guy.
They grabbed the 911 calls. So the first call you're going to hear is just someone about
oh, my
a gator
gosh, there's
in
an
house.
Alligator in my house.
I will say... Pretty calm.
Held it together.
Yeah, I do not think I would respond in the same manner as these ladies did.
Okay, let's hear it.
There is about a 10 to 15 foot alligator that was in the road, and it is now thrashing around in front of one of the units in their door. And it is huge. And if that owner wakes up, they're going to be in big problems because it's right there in front of their door, and he's making a sound. I mean, he's thrashing.
I have a gigantic alligator who came into my garage and is sitting in my kitchen. A huge one.
I'm sorry, is it in your house?
Yes.
Okay, you said it's in
it's your... It's huge.
It's in your kitchen?
Yes.
Again.
Wow.
Pretty calm.
Yeah, it showed up together pretty well.
I mean...
That would not be me.
No?
I'd be like, it's a gator in my kitchen! It's huge and it tried to eat me!
Godzilla is literally inside my room right now.
King of the monsters.
Yeah, that would be my response to something like that. Little bit different.
No, you guys, it's super easy. If there's ever an alligator in your house, you walk up to him.
Okay.
Got to get into his blind spot. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to flip him over and tickle his belly.
Okay, I don't know if any of this is actually... Do not take this.
That woman
from
was
Jackson.
Calm enough, though, that may have been her approach.
Yeah, she might have done it.
Good for her.
My luck is I'm going to hear Jackson's voice in my head if I ever run into a gator and try this.
Yeah.
I know. You're going to be desperate.
Uh-huh.
And
step back.
It'll be good
this.
For you.
I don't even know where a gator's blind spot is. I might need that.
You don't
might
need
start.
Both hands, greedy. You're fine. You're fine.
All right, Monroe, why don't you kick off today with a nice pocket full of sunshine.
Three inmates at a jail in St. Paul, Minnesota are being held. Sorry.
You got a throat thing.
It's a throat thing,
yeah, you do.
From last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Still got it a little bit. They're being called heroes after they saved another inmate who was suicidal this week. So Deontay, Austin, and Rodolfo, they saw this guy climb up onto the railing above the common area, and it looked like he was about to jump.
Oh, my gosh.
So they tried to talk him down, you know. Deontay had the presence of mind to run and grab a laundry cart that was nearby.
Okay.
And when the guy did jump, they managed to catch him in it.
So you're telling me he jumped?
Yeah, you know one of those old laundry carts you see in the movies?
Right. They had that in the right place to where he landed. It, like, cushioned his fall?
Yeah. It totally did. Like, they're all like,
this is what I picture.
Yeah.
Like the old timey, like a bunch of firefighters with like a trampoline.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. The guy ended up twisting his ankle. It was the only
That's
injury.
It?
Yeah.
Man. And
well, to be fair, have you had an ankle injury? They're the worst.
Oh my gosh. Seriously.
Like, yeah, I survived, but at what cost?
Right, exactly.
I'm just going to sit here and be cranky anyway.
I know,
that's
right?
Cool. Jackson, why don't you do it? Let's get to the showbiz beat, buddy.
Let's do it. It's all powered by the Natural History Museum of Utah with $5 admissions on Wednesdays after 5 p.m. Alrighty, well, Bob Ross is finally getting the recognition he deserves.
feel like he gets a lot of recognition.
Yeah.
Well, now
he's a chia pet, dude.
After his death, though, I feel like he wasn't ever really appreciated in his time for what he was doing. But then the millennials like found his old stuff and got really into it.
I'm always shocked there's a resurgence of Bob Ross. Just out of everyone out there.
Out of everyone and everything. You know what? I'm not mad about it.
I'm just shocked.
I think we just want nice things.
It was a simpler time.
We want people that are nice. Uh-huh. Nobody's nice anymore.
Right.
Have you turned on social media lately? Ugh. Everyone is terrible.
Yeah.
But Bob Ross was a shining beacon of light in an otherwise dreary world.
Okay.
So, but in his time, he actually never had any art displayed in a museum. Like, he was always painting just because he wanted to paint, and he liked it. He was never, like, an artiste, you know?
Got it, okay.
But he is going... Four of his paintings are currently on display at a museum. They're part of a New Age art exhibit in Chicago. And according to the curators, Bob's creative philosophy reflected the shift away from the overly serious cerebral paintings and a rise of optimism and sincerity. Which is, that's like big for an art, like a curator to say that. That means something.
Did he paint anything besides happy little clouds?
Well, no, it's happy little trees.
Trees?
Yeah, he just fluffy
landscapes.
Clouds.
But just landscapes.
Yeah.
He didn't, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never painted like a little girl on a chair or whatever famous artists paint.
What I want to know is like there's like 2,000 episodes of Bob Ross and we only have 4 paintings.
Yeah, where do they all go?
Yeah. I feel like that's a very small, that's an undersampling, in my opinion.
I don't know where they are.
I've done a few paintings at paint nights that I feel like look exactly like Bob Ross paintings.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. You think you're Bob Ross?
I'm just saying that I could paint some right now. I could smack them out.
How did you even fit through the door with that big head is my question.
Dude. I have my BFF. She hangs up her paintings in her house.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, I can't do that.
No,
I'm not proud of myself.
Actually, isn't that like one of Marie Kondo's things? Is like get rid of paint
your
night
paint
paintings?
Night, probably.
I swear there's something about that in the book.
Dude, I've watched 2 episodes, okay?
You watched 2 episodes and changed your whole life?
Yeah, I did.
You never even finished the
Hold
series?
On.
I bought it. Hook, line,
Hold
and
on.
Sinker.
Hold on. Let's all calm down. You never finished tidying up?
No. I watched 2 episodes.
You didn't see what happened to those first families after they did it?
No.
They revisit them in the last. They got a divorce like it's ruined. Yeah, because of the whole thing.
Listen,
you
it's
didn't
still
finish
going
the
strong.
Series.
It's still going strong in my house. My drawers are still all organized. They're folded correctly.
All right.
My kids are on board.
Just saying.
I got to work on my husband's fishing stuff.
Got to finish that series before you.
I still can't believe for somebody who talks about Marie Kondo every other minute. The fact that you've only seen 2 episodes.
Listen, if I had a spirit animal, okay, it would be Marie Kondo.
Did you at least read the book?
There's a book?
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's how she got famous. It was a book way before it was ever a series.
Listen, I've heard her speak all of like 2 or 3 lines.
Right.
And you know what? Like, I just bought it. I know it. I know that she's legit. She is true.
The first page of the book says, please make sure to watch my entire series before doing anything. That's how it starts.
All right, this has been 5 minutes about how Monroe doesn't
I'm just shocked by
watch
it.
Tidying up. Joe Jonas says that his parents found out about his marriage on the internet.
Oh, so he's in trouble.
His parents found out he was married at the same time we all did.
Oh.
Thanks, Diplo.
And he said, yeah, it's all Diplo's fault. By the way, Diplo got into a lot of trouble over the weekend. Apparently, Joe Jonas is furious at him for live streaming it. It was supposed to be a secret.
Yeah. And then did you see him clap back at them? I was like, dude.
No, I agree with Diplo. Like, you invite a famous person to your wedding. Famous people take photos. It's all they do. You can't be mad at somebody. And they never explicitly said, don't record.
Right.
To my knowledge, anyway. Everything I read was just like, well, he should have known better. Why? Why should he have known better?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Leave Diplo alone. He was just having a good time at your wedding.
I thought they wanted that. I thought they had asked Diplo originally to live. That's how it seemed to me.
Yeah, he was their official photographer.
Yeah, like they were just sitting in on that front row together, hanging out next to Diplo. And they were like, hey, Diplo, you want to come record our wedding?
Right.
That's what I thought was happening.
Me too.
But apparently it was supposed to be a huge secret, even from the families, and they were going to call and tell them later.
Huh.
Except Sophie Turner didn't wait to tell her mom. She called her mom that night and said, "Hey, Mom, I'm getting married in Vegas. Just letting you know. Heads up." So she did the right thing. Joe Jonas said, though, that he is going to make up for it very soon because they are planning a second wedding. So they had their Vegas chapel wedding, like, you know, how it goes.
That's how you do it.
And then this summer they're going to France, and they're going to have a big wedding with all of their family and everything there. And they want it to be just like this huge party. And they even say that the Jonas Brothers are expected to take the stage. All three of them up there performing at Joe's wedding. Which should be really good. But I just feel like at this point, you're already married. And you've been married for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now you're just being greedy.
You took the luster. The luster's gone.
Well, his brother had like 7 weddings, so he wants to have a few.
Yeah, but it was like they all happened at once, right? It was like, bam, no, there's one. Bam, there's another.
I think
bam,
they had their another Christian service here in the States. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a week later, they went to India and they had their Hindu service. And the thing about Hindu services, you guys, is that, like, I don't know if you've ever been to an Indian wedding. They take the entire day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't just mean, like, the ceremony and then the reception. I mean the reception takes an entire day. And all the events that you have to do leading up to it take a whole week. They take weddings the most serious I have ever in my life. It's nuts. But they're a lot of fun. That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. We had a blast yesterday hanging out at Pride, did the parade. In fact, there's some really cool photos up on our Instagram page, which is Mix1051 Utah. I don't know if you noticed, Jackson, because you were rocking the mic and you were on kind of one side of the float. Mm. And Monroe and I really were on the other side of the float. Monroe had the hardest time with her large hands holding on to the small pride flag that she was waving around.
Yeah, well,
I was sweaty and I was waving it and I was dancing, but
constantly, this tiny plastic flag would fly in front of my face as if someone was trying to throw a dart at me and murder me, and then Monroe would be chasing after, like, I dropped it again.
That's crazy, because Monroe has the biggest, strongest hands on the show.
I know.
And I had a much bigger flag, and I was able to maintain it.
Right.
I don't understand.
I don't know what was going on.
What is wrong with
your
hands?
My hands are actually small, and I was really excited. I was just so excited.
She was so excited. She was shaking that flag with such ferocity that it just went.
Yeah, aggressive.
I think it was after the third time I went, what is going on with you?
I know. John's like, so embarrassing. Every time I would drop it, man.
So
you should be ashamed.
I'm so embarrassed for you right now.
Should be.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed.
So if you want to see Monroe in her colored wig and her big hands, it's one of the photos up on our Instagram
page.
Her
wig did look good. Her hands may be useless, but her hair looks great.
Yeah. I got to tell you, you really, you look good yesterday. The
you
wig
said
and
we
everything.
Were doing unicorn.
She
no,
took that unicorn
it.
Theme
no,
and she
it.
Ran with it.
I thought it was
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, you guys showed up with headbands.
A unicorn headband.
I didn't even show up with that. I adopted
true.
The one that John's daughter wouldn't wear.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, that's mine now. Thank you.
Give it to me.
Yeah, I stole it from a child.
All right, on Mondays, we love to read all the stupid stories that are out there. Put them all together. Tell them to you. We call it
Hey Dummy!
Remember, there was a time back in the days of yore.
Mm.
It was all about the barter. People didn't actually, you didn't pull out the credit card. You did trade. You said, I would give you three pelts for this.
I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
But we are back in the age of barter.
I was going to say, my husband still does that.
Actually, yeah, your husband does do that. Yeah, that's right.
And we in radio do that. Like, I don't make any money, but I have nice things because our sponsors are like, here, talk about us.
So you're telling me barter's still around?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would make sense for this story then, because a Londoner recently received the shock of her life when someone said, hey, I see that you're selling your iPhone 7 Plus.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the $300 that you're asking for it, but you know what I do have is this terrier mix. That's right. My dog.
Terrier.
So, you know, would you take the dog in exchange for your phone?
Listen, if you had a golden doodle, maybe we could talk.
But not a terrier.
You and your terrier mix.
It might be a purebred terrier. You don't know. But if it was a purebred terrier, they'd call it a Yorkie or whatever.
Here's the crazy part. The woman is so afraid for the dog's safety, she's doing the trade so she can take the dog to a rescue. Because she's like, if someone is calling me and trying to trade this poor terrier for a phone, what else is happening to this terrier?
Well, what else is happening to that terrier? But also, what's going on in this poor woman's life that she can no longer, that she doesn't have a phone and she can't take care of her dog?
I don't know. If you're trying to switch out your dog for a phone, that's why I'm going to give you a
Hey, dummy!
All right. So, Principal Comeow.
Sure.
I think that's how you say his name.
Absolutely.
That's how I'm going to say it. Comeow. Principal Comeow, 47 years old, recently took his Holy Family Catholic School from Louisiana on a school field trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, trip of a lifetime, except for, you know, principal's the chaperone. You guys got to be on your best behavior.
The worst.
Except for when the principal ducked out on Thursday night to go hang out at a gentleman's club. And not only was he hanging out there, he ended up getting super intoxicated and then refused to pay his bill.
Oh!
If you know anything about gentlemen's clubs, like, they have some serious bouncers.
Those are the biggest
there,
of the bouncers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, so they held him down and they called the cops.
I love
like, don't get this guy. This principal's acting up. He's acting a fool.
I love when a story includes the phrase, they held him down.
Right.
So, Principal Comeow was arrested for public intoxication and almost immediately resigned as principal, obviously.
Well,
here's
yeah.
Here's the thing. There's another dummy in this story, okay?
Hmm.
Oh. The other dummy is the Holy Family Catholic School that hired him 5 years ago after he'd come from another school where he resigned after Hurricane Katrina because he used $120,000 incorrectly.
Oh, so he already had kind of a track record is what you're telling
me. Yeah, he has a track record.
Hold on.
And then he stole from hurricane victims?
Hurricane Katrina, like one of the worst ones in history.
Oh, my gosh.
He had to pay his gentleman's club tab. Excuse he was getting me. Held down.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I'm fresh out of cash.
Wow.
Call this school.
Oh, man.
So for that, I mean, let's just give everybody in the story a big ol'
hey, dummy!
My story comes to us from Spring, Texas. And one of the things that really attracted me to it is that it all centers around a woman named Linda Godejohn.
Oh, Linda.
And I love the name Linda, but I also go to John from The Act on Hulu. In case you haven't seen it, go watch The Act on Hulu. It's great. Linda Godejohn, she was a bus driver, and she was transporting kids home and started driving a little erratically. So witnesses saw the bus swerving in and out of lanes, you know, making illegal turns, that sort of thing.
The kids inside screaming out the window.
Well, yeah, and the bus swerved to a shoulder, hit a divider, and then veered back onto the road. So someone called 911. They're like, you got to do something about this bus driver. She's got basically a tin can full of kids that she's throwing all over the place.
Yeah.
So the cops pull her over. She failed a field sobriety test. Mm. So the cops are like, why can't you walk in a straight line? What's going on here? She says, well, I'm not drunk. Which is always a good way to start a sentence. Yeah. I'm not drunk. She says that the reason she's being so erratic is that she had had a bad donut and it upset her stomach. So, you know, I know anytime I have tummy troubles, I also crash into road dividers. That's like the first thing that happens.
Oh, man, she's gassy. She's trying to keep it all contained in there. And next thing you know, she swerves a little bit.
Well, that's the story she's sticking to. Yeah. Police didn't buy it. She did end up getting arrested. So, number one, for buying bad donuts.
Right.
You can get them fresh from Krispy Kreme today, right now. And two, for trying to lie to the police about getting drunk with kids in your bus, we're going to give Linda a big ol'
Hey, dummy!
So on Saturday, Jen and I, we actually it was a nice kind of easy day. Had a quick broadcast and that was it. And we found ourselves with some extra time that night. And we were like, oh, maybe we'll rent a movie, catch up. We really only watch kids' films these days.
Right.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. That's
you want to name? Yeah. You want to name a kids' movie? I have seen it. But any of these, like, movies that are over PG, we really haven't seen. So we started like looking through, you know, Hulu and Amazon and Netflix, trying to figure out exactly what it is we wanted to watch. And we ended up watching something that we have seen already like 20 times before.
Oh, no.
Like it just like the old standby, the comfort blanket that we like so much.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's not like a movie that I think a lot of people watch. Have you ever seen The Wedding Date before?
Is that with the girl from Will and Grace?
It is with the girl from Will and Grace. Yeah, Deborah Messing's in it.
I've seen it once.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you what the story's about because it was that long ago.
Amy Adams, Deborah Messing, Dermot Mulroney. Yeah, they're all in it.
I don't know that I've ever even heard of it.
Yeah, most people haven't. I don't think it was really a hit.
Mm. It was one of those of like, oh, hey, this Julia Roberts, best friend's wedding really took off.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Here's this redhead. And
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we love it. And it's not a great movie. In fact, no one's ever seen it before. No one, like the two of you, right?
Right.
But we watch it every single time it's on. And it got me thinking, like, what terrible movie do you swear that you must be the only person who continues to watch it over and over again? I'm not talking the Star Wars fans out there. I'm not talking the
Harry Potter fans. You people watch those DVDs.
Right. And those were hits. Those were big movies.
Everyone's watched those
right.
a million times.
Yeah, I get it. Those are great movies. I'm talking about movies like The Wedding Date. Starring Deborah Messing.
I've never even heard of it.
My point exactly.
And that's
it's like
crazy.
One of our favorite movies.
Okay.
Do you have a movie like that?
I do. Okay, so when I was a kid, everyone was really into the Spice World, right? Everyone wanted the Spice World bus. Everyone loved the Spice Girls. Like, they were all over the place. But my family, me and my sister mostly,
yeah,
we were watching the sleeper hit, Josie and the Pussycats.
You're the person who watched that.
Oh, I'm not just the person that watched it. I'm the person that watched it so many times that our VHS wore out.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we loved Josie and the Pussycats.
I love that movie.
It's great.
Tara Reid
at her peak. Mm-hmm. Tara Reid is great in that movie. Alan Cummings, he's hilarious. Oh, man, it's so good.
I remember when that movie came out, and it was, like, marketed for, like, my age.
Oh, yeah.
And I never saw it.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be like a high school teen bopper movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's an Archie spinoff, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, yeah, Josie and the Pussycats, part of the Archie franchise, mm-hmm. similar to... So, and it's funny, too, because it takes place in Riverdale. And the only reason I'm really bringing it up is because I hadn't watched it for a while. Rewatched it with my friends last week. So it's weird that we're doing this topic,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's so strange.
We watched it with my friends last week, and it took place in Riverdale. We're like, oh, that's interesting. We're like... Oh, wait, it's the same Riverdale as Riverdale. It is Riverdale. Oh, we were shocked by this. And then it made sense because, like, everyone in Josie and the Pussycats, they're all wacky and whimsical and hot. They're all hot and stupid. And if you don't know, me and my friends have a theory that Riverdale takes place in some sort of post-apocalyptic world where scientists tried to make people too hot, but it made them too stupid.
And that's the movie.
And that's the TV series. Mm-hmm. And then we're watching this movie. I'm like, it makes so much sense.
Gosh.
Because this is just it's the same people.
That's a perfect example, though, of a terrible movie.
It's a great movie. Don't you dare.
That you must be the only person who watches it over and over again.
I watch this. Yeah. It's really good.
Monroe, let's see how terrible your tastes are. What's that bad movie that you
so
keep
there's
watching?
There's two movies. And I have these upstairs in my bedroom dresser.
Uh-huh.
Because just when I'm like alone, I'll throw them on.
Okay.
Like really creepy type. It's Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley.
Perfect example. There you go.
Oh, that's a bad movie.
That's what we're looking for.
That's so good, right there. It's so good. Every time and he comes and gets her and... Man.
The only thing worse than Pride and Prejudice, the movie, is Pride and Prejudice, the 8-hour movie. So at least you didn't say that, I guess, but it's not much worse you
Your
can get.
Your go-to movie is Pride and Prejudice?
I love it so much. And every time I get the chills, I'm like, oh my gosh. It's so cute. She's realizing that he really is a great
And
guy.
I love the fact that you're specific. It's the Keira Knightley version.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
I got to know what the other one is now.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Really?
It's so good. When he's when she's all sleeping and he's talking to her and he's like, man, this is so sad.
When Snow White and the Huntsman came out in theater, I was working at a movie theater when Snow White and the Huntsman came out. And there was this guy sitting on the floor just outside of the theater. I walked up to him, like, everything okay? He goes, yeah, I just can't watch that movie anymore. My girlfriend won't leave. So he just sat and played on his phone. That's what you're doing to these people.
I'm like blushing. Just
so funny. What terrible movie. Do you swear that you must be the only person who watches it over and over again? Most people, you know, would move on, be like, oh, that was a bad movie. But you just keep watching it. Again, ours is The Wedding Date. This text says the original Aragorn movie. I think that's a dragon film, if I remember.
That's a dragon one, yeah. I think.
That's a perfect example. Like, no one today is going like, ah, yeah, Aragorn. Got to get me some of that.
Do you remember the Sean Connery dragon one?
Yeah.
Sean Connery was the voice of the dragon. Yes. Dragonheart.
Isn't it Richard... No, yes, I do remember that movie, though.
That was a good
Perfect.
One.
There's another one.
That was a good one.
My go-to movie is The Hunt for the Red October.
Wow, that's dark.
Interesting. Seems like,
you want to talk about it?
Yeah, you okay?
Jackson, this person loves the Tremor series.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like your favorite movie of all time, Tremors.
Am I going to tell this story?
Maybe in a second. You can tell the story.
I'll tell the story next.
Tell the story next. Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. What terrible movie do you swear that you must be the only person who watches it over and over again? Call us right now.
At 844-649-1051.
844-MIX-1051.
All right. So we'll take your texts. We'll read them. And then Jackson will tell you his Tremor story. Ah! For example, Joe texts is saying, I grew up watching the older Whoopi Goldberg movie, The Associate. I still own it on DVD. I don't know if you guys remember the Whoopi Goldberg movie, The Associate. But she cons her way into like running a company or something is how it works.
Gosh, I don't remember it at all.
It wasn't big. Moulin Rouge, yes or no?
Oh, yes. That's a great show.
Right. Do we count that as like the terrible movie though? Because I feel like Moulin Rouge was...
It was good, but it was niche for sure.
Yeah. I'm 26. My guilty pleasure movie. I'm so embarrassed to admit this. But I love watching the really cheesy Disney Channel original movies. I'm not talking High School Musical. I'm talking shows like Starstruck, Lemonade Mouth, Zapped. I studied film in college. I know it's bad. My husband makes fun of me.
That's fair. Funny.
Oh, listen, you got a text, Monroe. Someone saying, I love the exact same version of Pride and Prejudice as you.
So good.
I'm deathly allergic to it. If it starts playing, my throat closes. Yeah. And my throat closes up. I got to get out of there.
It's
a problem.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, that's a bad one.
That's pretty
what?
Bad. Yeah. Jen watches that still from time to time. Yeah.
Is it America Ferrera?
Alexis Liddell? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love America Ferrera, and I was really disappointed when I watched Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Now, here's another one where I feel like people now watch a lot, so I don't know if I would... Hot Rod. Yes or no?
Hot
Does it make
Rod!
The list?
Hot Rod? What movie's that?
Andy Samberg?
Oh my gosh, have you
He's
never
like a BMX
that?
Legend.
No. I've
and
never
he falls
seen
down
that.
The hill forever. Oh my gosh, Monroe, you would love that movie.
Yeah.
It is exactly your kind of humor.
Okay.
It's good.
I gotta go watch it now.
Here's a good one. I love the movie Man of Honor with Patrick Dempsey. Perfect example. Who's requesting that movie?
Is that Maid of Honor?
Is that what
it's Maid of Honor?
But he
and Patrick Dempsey and J-Lo.
M-A-D-E of honor. He is made
no,
of
no, no.
honor.
No, you're thinking of a different... Patrick Dempsey is like the maid of honor. It's not with J-Lo.
Is that the one with J-Lo?
I don't think so.
That's Made in Manhattan. Sorry. Anyways, Man of Honor. That's
a
great show.
It's crazy you just said that.
We just got a text. Made in Manhattan with J-Lo. Terrible movie, but I love watching it.
It's a great show.
I love Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, man.
It's a terrible one. I love it,
too. Me and my friends made so much fun of that when it came out.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
My personal favorite and go-to is Ever After with Drew Barrymore and Angelica Houston.
Oh, stop. That was so good. The Cinderella...
Yeah.
So good.
Joe Dirt. Are we allowing Joe Dirt
Joe
on the show?
Dirt!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
you allow.
Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so funny.
This text says, I hate Will Ferrell movies, but for some reason I love Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory is great.
Blades of Glory is fine.
Also, You're not allowed to say you don't like Will Ferrell. He's a treasure.
A national treasure.
He's a national treasure. He is one of the greatest things about America. Do you hate America? Because that's what I just heard.
All right, so we were talking about terrible movies that you swear you must be the only person to watch. And someone texted in the movie Tremors. And I said, Jackson, Tremors, it's your favorite film. Then he got all upset at me. Jackson, why? What is it about Tremors that's your? It's almost your trigger?
Well, I wouldn't normally tell this story, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to Mix, so okay. I think I'm safe. So I was hanging out with this fella for a while.
Okay.
And like it was always like kind of flirty, but never like super serious. And then one night at 11 p.m., he texts me. He goes, "Hey, I have drinks. Come on over." So I'm just like, okay. And I get over there with certain expectations. I get over to his house. And were those expectations met? No, they were not. Because instead, we sat on opposite ends of the couch and we watched the 1990 hit cult classic Tremors, starring Kevin Bacon and Reba McEntire.
It's a classic. Reba. Did you enjoy
Listen,
the movie? Did you enjoy the
no,
film?
No! Okay, no, I was just sitting there all salty on the edge of the couch. Like, you invited at 11 p.m. At 11 p.m. mm-hmm. in the year, I think it was like 20, in the year of our Lord, 2017.
Right.
And this is how I get treated? You hit me up, you slide into my DMs after 10 p.m., and you're going to make me sit here and watch Tremors, and then I get a little, like, good job, kid, and sent out the door. Thanks, pal.
You did
Thanks
it.
A lot. I hated him forever.
All right, girl, let's get to your pocket full of sunshine.
I can't top that.
I know.
Like, how can I follow that up?
I'm so sorry.
All right, there's a school in Maine that just welcomed one student. Her name is Maury. She's 6 years old. She was set to be a kindergartner, and she's the school's first ever deaf student. Mm. So the school, they installed like a hearing assistive system. They implemented like extra teacher training to incorporate sign language and stuff like that. But they also took it a step further to make her feel extra welcome. And the entire school learned sign language.
Oh,
I know. It was
cool.
Really
oh
sweet.
Gosh.
So they all made signs that lined the hallways of different sign language, you know, signs saying hi and welcome and her name, things like that. And then they brought her into an assembly where the whole school got to welcome her with their sign language. And they said,
cute.
Maury, without even knowing it, has taught us so much. She has brought a culture to our building that we didn't have before.
That's really
Aww.
Cute.
Super sweet.
Jackson, let's get right to your showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. It's official. Robert Pattinson will be our newest Batman.
Oh.
I think he's going to do great. You guys are all big naysayers, but I think he's a really good, I think he's a good actor. He's a nice dude.
Army Hammer would have rocked it.
Amen. It was Army's movie or no one's movie.
Well, apparently it's no one's movie.
All right, fine.
Here's the thing. We don't know how Army Hammer screen tested. He might have the right look, but he might have been a bad Batman.
Nah.
I believe that. I believe it.
Listen.
Because here's the thing. They know that casting Robert Pattinson would be controversial.
Mm-hmm.
They know how controversial, especially after all the backlash on Ben Affleck. I really don't think that they would cast him unless they felt very confident in his abilities.
At this point, I feel like they just want to be right. Like, we want to cast a controversial one, and Ben Affleck didn't work out, so now we're going to try this one.
So you feel like they're forcing something that we don't want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to make it work. They want to make us love him because it's the principle.
Nah, here's the thing. When you're dealing with hundreds of millions of dollars, they don't make decisions based off of principle.
I will say this. I do remember when they cast Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, and people were so upset about that.
And he was
and look,
okay.
He ended up doing three of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, they kept hiring him back for more.
He was in three.
And it was good for its time. I think looking back with all of our superhero movies that we have now and how they're big, giant blockbusters.
Yeah, it was different.
It was a different thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They weren't huge back in the day. They were niche movies. Mm-hmm. Now they're like big ones. So I think he's going to do a really good job. It's not going to be another origin story, so they're not resetting the story.
Thank you.
Good.
Because how many times do we need to see Batman's parents get killed?
Oh
I'm
gosh.
So sick of it. I'm so tired.
Spoiler.
Oh, man. Yeah, excuse me. No one knows that Batman was an orphan at all. The movie's going to be called The Batman, coming out in 2021. The director, Matt Reeves, who took over after Ben Affleck, you know, had to go to rehab and figure his life out, calls it a defining and very personal story about Batman. So while it's not an origin story, it is going to have to do more with Bruce Wayne's life. Instead of focusing, because the other movies really focus on the villain and then Batman swooping in to stop the villain.
Right.
But I think this was going to focus a lot more on Bruce Wayne.
And how he used to like stalk this girl in high school and watch her sleep and stuff. And then like.
Are you trying to do a Twilight reference within the Batman story?
Yeah.
I got it. I picked up on what you're
doing. Thanks, John.
I got you.
Thanks.
Well, some of us were supposed to take this seriously, but apparently we're not allowed to do that, are we? Jeopardy Wiz, James Holzhauer, he's the one that's won just a bajillion dollars from Jeopardy. His total is that everyone's expecting him tonight to break Ken Jennings' ultimate record of $2.5 million during a regular season winnings. And so there's a good chance that he's going to pass that tonight and keep going. So this guy might actually beat Ken Jennings.
I guess there is footage that has been leaked of him when he does lose. So it has happened.
Right.
Now how many more that is, no one really knows. It could be tomorrow. It could be 3 months from now, just the way they film it. So.
But yeah, they put out teasers like, don't worry, he's not on forever.
Yeah.
But still, you factor in inflation. I feel like he's got a longer way to go.
You're saying
Ken Jennings won for like, what? It was a long time.
Yeah.
We talked about him for like half a year.
But it wasn't that long ago.
It was like 20 years ago, was it?
Hold on a second.
Ken Jennings?
I'm with Monroe. I think it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I keep forgetting that it's not 2005 anymore. Man, yeah, I'm old. Oh, thanks for bringing it up, guys. That's cool. All right. Well, John looks for the total of the Ken Jennings dynasty.
I'm on it.
James Holzhauer also donated $10,000 to an educational charity. He's really been throwing that money at everybody.
Ken Jennings was back in 2004.
Oh, man.
So 15 years.
Well, it wasn't 20, was it?
So take that.
Yeah, take that. Tony's house from The Sopranos is for sale. It's in North Caldwell, New Jersey, and it wasn't used during any of the scenes, but it was used for exterior shots of Tony's actual home.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count.
It's a good-looking house.
Now, the house, it is a good-looking house.
Yeah.
The owners want $3.4 million for it, which doesn't sound like a lot when you think of movie sets. Usually, if something's been in a movie, you can get a lot of money for it, or a TV show or whatever. But that is incredibly pricey for that neighborhood. So I think, from what I read, it's kind of like a diamond in the rough. It's not in, like, the greatest neighborhood.
It's a really nice house on an okay street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're spending that kind of money on a house, you don't want to buy it in a bad neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Location, location, location.
Yeah. Buy something smaller in a better neighborhood. Yep. Always. Always. That's like a general rule. Unless you're me, in which case you just live in someone's basement forever. And that's how your life goes.
Or in a tiny home.
I did live in a tiny home last week. You know what? I didn't hate it. Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I would absolutely live in that tiny home. That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. You're in charge. You get to pick the story that we tell on air. The other two stories, they get put up on our blog. We tell them in our podcast, but only one makes it right now. Choose the news. WWE live tickets can be yours. Jackson, your story is...
Oh, so that's how they make bacon.
Monroe?
Your car has a secret built-in taco holder.
I've got do these five things and you'll have a great day. This text says voting Monroe right off the bat because I too love Pride and Prejudice.
Yes, thank you. Let's unite.
Monroe loves the Keira Knightley Pride and Prejudice movie.
Let's host movie night together, okay?
Oh my gosh.
I'll bring the sour gummies, watermelons.
Mm-hmm. Mallory says, hi guys, I want John's, haha. I don't understand the haha afterwards.
That's like an embarrassed, like, I want John's, like embarrassed.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of Monroe votes this morning. My vote goes to John. I love listening to the show. Have a great day. I need my day to be good, so I'm voting for John today. Thank you.
Well, then you voted wrong. You want to have a good day.
Hey, today is my cousin and my last Monday of the school year. I think we need to hear John's story to make it through the rest.
Oh, yeah.
We love listening to you every morning. Congratulations, final week of school. That's exciting, isn't it?
We made it!
Since I'm getting free tacos from Taco Bell, go Warriors.
Yeah.
Tell me where to hold them, Monroe. Well, let's just find
go
out
Warriors.
Here.
Go Warriors? They lost the first time.
No, the other one did. The Raptors
there's
lost.
There's been two already.
I know. What I'm saying is go Warriors. Mm-hmm. But why? They lost the first one. I feel like we shouldn't have all these extra games.
Well, because the Warriors won on the road.
Jackson doesn't like playoffs.
So we won.
It's so
on tacos.
I'm not getting into this right now.
It's
so stupid. It's too many games.
The winner with 42% of the votes, Monroe.
Yay. Okay. So this is great. This guy at Lazy Boy just figured out that your car has a secret built-in taco holder, and it's been there all along. Have you ever tried to drive and eat tacos?
Yeah.
It's really hard.
I told you. I use my knees.
Uh-huh. It's easy.
No, you just use your knees.
Yeah, because then you have to have one hand to hold the taco and one hand to pick up the lettuce that falls off.
Here's the thing, too, you guys. The Subaru that I'm currently driving has lane keep assist and adaptive cruise control. So it slows down when the cars in front of me slow down. There's no reason for me to not use my knees to drive. The car's driving itself.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about it.
No, I can eat my tacos in peace.
Exactly.
My car has that, too. My husband told the dealership, he's like, I don't think that's a good idea for her. Okay, so where is this secret Taco Bell or taco holder? So, up on the roof, usually just above your mirror.
Do I have to strap my tacos to the roof?
No. You know where your rearview mirror is.
Okay.
And you kind of have like your sunroof, little jobber up there, and you have the dome light, you know, for the drivers and the passenger side. Well, a lot of cars also have a little sunglass holder.
I have my sunglass holder there.
John, you've been using it wrong. It's not a sunglass holder. It's a taco holder. And it fits perfect. Look at this picture.
Well, that is a cool picture. That doesn't help me eat it, though.
No, because like if you need your hand, you can just set your taco down really quick in your sunglass thing and use both hands and then pick it back up. But or maybe there's a cop driving by. You can set your taco down.
Quickly put your taco.
Yeah.
Store it away.
Yeah.
You're going to get so many taco goobers in your sunglass holder.
Listen, that doesn't matter.
This is how you do it. You put your knees at 5 and 7. Then you lay out a couple napkins right on your lap.
And you use the wrapper.
You just drive down I-15 going between 75 and 85, and you're fine.
Exactly.
But also, consider you can set this taco in the taco holder and then put the hot sauce on.
Oh, so I do need that. That is the
problem. Bite it with one thing, and then you can put the hot sauce on it.
You save yourself.
As far as I'm concerned, that is application only. Like, that's all that's there for. I'm not using it to hold my taco.
Monroe, so what's going on? Like, you're a little worried about life?
I don't know. Like, being a parent is just hard sometimes, because I feel like if you're being a good parent, like, you're on your kids, you know? Like, you know what your kids are doing and stuff like that.
Right.
But then if you can't be that and the cool mom.
At the same time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm torn. I want to be the cool mom. I want to be Lorelai Gilmore.
Right.
Okay?
I don't know what that means, but sure.
It's a great show. You should watch it.
Right. I'm on board.
Because she's a cool mom, right? She's like best friend. I want to be that mom.
Can I tell you something? The Gilmore Girls lied to you. You can't be the cool mom. Sorry. You can be friends with your kids after they grow up.
Yeah.
But while they're kids, sorry, you can't be their friend.
I know. And you hear that too. Like you hear that argument is you're a mom. You're not their friend. And so I just get torn between it sometimes. Like I really want to be the cool mom.
Right.
But also like, I don't know.
You want to make sure you're protecting your kids, making sure they're on the right path.
I feel like I'm really strict. I feel like I'm really hard on my kids, too. Like, when we go out in public, that's when I'm on them.
Yeah.
Like, I am on them like white on rice, man.
But as a third-party observer, can I tell you, you have some of the best-behaved kids I've ever seen.
It's true.
And it is worth it. It is worth you feeling like you're not a cool mom for the rest of us who don't have to deal with your crappy kids.
Yeah, and see, like, when we went on vacation, like, earlier this year, and we were at a restaurant, and somebody told us, you know, you have really well-behaved kids, and so I'm proud of that. But at the same time, it's like...
It comes with the cost.
Yeah, am I too much? I don't know. Do you ever struggle?
I told you before, because we... You know, really don't talk to anyone by the time we go to bed till we get in here in the morning. And I'm like, man, yesterday felt like a terrible day. I felt like I yelled at my kids from the moment I picked them up.
Dang.
And I just was like, ugh, I don't like being a dad when it's this. Like,
yeah.
I want to, I already know when it comes to Jen and I, I'm the dad. I'm the fun dad.
Fun dad.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Jen has to be
the disciplinarian.
Yeah. And I feel bad about that. And when I do yell, like, I don't, it destroys me
right
inside. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I understand completely. You were talking about this, so I decided to print out signs that you're a strict parent.
Okay. Oh, I need this. So I need this.
So I thought we'd go through it and we'll find out if you're a strict, and then I have signs that you're a cool mom.
Okay. So we'll, if I get 5 out of 5, 5 out of 10,
mm-hmm,
that'll
sure
be good. Okay.
You make too many rules. Do you have a lot of rules in your house that you make your kids follow?
I don't know. Not rules. It's just if I say.
If you say something, it goes?
Yeah.
Do they know where the line is? Like, do you feel like it's very strict? Like a boarding school? I don't know.
No, I don't feel that way.
You let them be kids.
Yeah, I do. I do let them be kids. Okay. However, they don't, you know, play with sticky things in the living room and.
Okay,
we have
sure
those kind of rules,
yeah,
I guess.
I think that's normal. We don't let kids eat on the couch. Like, that's one of ours. Like, yeah.
Well, where do you eat then? If not on the couch. I don't understand.
You know we have the grand dining room.
Ah.
You know we go in there.
Ah.
Well, the kids.
Oh, a table and chairs.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know the last time I ate a meal at a table and chairs.
Gosh. Your threats are over the top. Do you go above and beyond when you're threatening? Like, if you're not good at the parade today, I'm going to come home and I'm going to throw away every single one of your toys.
Yeah, throw them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, teach them a lesson.
Do you do that?
I don't, because I would never follow through on that.
Right.
I wouldn't throw away every one of their toys. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that.
I tell my kids I'm going to hang them by their toes.
Wow.
That's what I do. I say, if you're not good, I'm going to hang you by your toes. And then they laugh at me.
So well, yeah. Again, and so then they don't think you're serious. And then they keep doing whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm doing it right.
Uh-uh.
This whole parenting thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your love is conditional. So it's like you only love them when they succeed or they're being good. Is that you?
I think Ella would make that argument sometimes.
Okay.
Because she says that a lot, like when she's in trouble, like, you don't love me. And so then, but I always make sure because she says that, I'm always like, listen, you could be the worst kid on the planet. And I would love you no matter what.
However, could be a murderer or you could listen to Creed and I would still love you. Do you know what that means?
Do you realize?
Do you have any idea?
Still doesn't mean it's okay that you pushed your brother down the stairs.
You're always the cop, the nag, the monitor, or the reminderer.
Yep.
Is that you?
That is me. Yep.
Okay. That's one sign. You're doing well, though. All the time. But we need someone to.
You got
to
be on it.
You do. You got to be keeping it going and moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I, yeah.
And you snap like that too when you do it.
You're the only one who parents and other parents are parenting differently than you. Like you're the only one with certain rules and other parents maybe go about it a different way or
a punishment.
I do
notice that sometimes. Like
really?
When we're out in public,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, that's when I'm the hardest on my kids is when we're out in public. But all the time my kids are like, you know, that kid's swinging on that, you know, stanchion. And I'm like, no, I'm not that kind of mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You don't do that.
And again, on behalf of the rest of us, thank you. Because when those little snot-nosed monsters are running around, hanging on things and screaming and yelling. Or like if I'm in the middle of an animal show and your child starts like karate chopping other kids and yelling, please remove that child from the show until it can behave itself.
Final one of signs that you're a strict parent. You're doing well.
I got like three?
Yeah. Your child is the first one to leave a party and come back home.
No, I'll let him stay. But my kids
do.
Are young and like,
I know,
we have 2 hour windows.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We leave because dad's done. I've had enough.
Oh,
I
just leave them there.
Oh, that's a smart way.
I got to go to the store.
Thanks for watching. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, have fun.
She's worried that she's a strict mom. She wants to be the cool mom.
Mm-hmm.
Saying you can't be both. Gotta make that choice. The hard thing with my list here of signs that you're a cool mom, we still have young kids, you know?
Yeah, I know, because when they're teens, that's when the cool mom really comes out.
Right.
Right? It's like whether or not you're letting them
stay out past a curfew.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to have a curfew for the kids? Have you been, like, talked about it? Like, do you have a plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have.
We've only
talked about it because we're behind all of our friends. Like, they all started having kids way earlier than we did. So they all have teenagers right now.
Got it.
So we get in the car afterwards, and we're both like, we're not going to let our kids do that, right?
How do we deal with that?
Yeah.
Social media, are you going to let them have, like, a Instagram account or things like that?
I'd let my kids have a phone before social media.
Right. Maybe like a flip phone that doesn't have the ability.
I don't know. Yeah. That's just terrifying.
All right, here are signs that you're the cool mom.
Okay.
Are you fully fluent in emoji?
In my daughter's emoji, yeah.
I don't know. She's pretty good at the emojis she sends us.
Yeah. Those are gifts.
Her emojis. Still, you use emojis in your text, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Yeah, okay. You do a lot of that.
Okay, so I'm a cool mom. Okay, one check. Oh,
is this like a cool mom, like she's actually cool, or a cool mom like she's a laissez-faire parent?
It's more like a fun mom, I would say. Like, I think Monroe feels like she's not a fun mom. I think your fear is like you're always
more. I yell
more
at them too much.
Yell.
So it's not like an Amy Poehler cool mom.
No, it's not going to be that kind of cool mom. Yeah, it's going to be like a legit.
Well, you need to specify because when you say cool mom, people think Amy Poehler.
Did you instill in your kids at an early age a deep and lasting love for pizza? According to Cosmo, that makes you a cool mom.
Well, yeah. Ella doesn't like pizza, and I tell her all the time that she was switched at birth.
So you yell at her.
I'm like, well, then you're not my kid.
Do we put that as a cool mom thing?
No, I'd say that's super not cool. Okay. To tell your child that they're not yours, that the UPS driver dropped them off or something, super not cool.
All right, so we're going to put that on the not cool side. You have passed down your terrible taste of television onto your kids.
Mm. I've tried. Okay. I've tried to force it so hard.
Right.
Like, come on! This is Shrek!
Your kids don't want to lay in bed and watch, like, Lifetime movies with you? Because that's all I did with my mom.
I want them to watch Shrek. And, like, I really liked kids' movies. And they're not into Shrek.
I just want the YouTube.
I can't get them to
do
it.
That's crazy. That's crazy,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, but I've tried to... So, Ella's first, like, Disney movie was Little Mermaid. I made sure it was Little Mermaid. And we went to the store, and I let her pick whatever she wanted. So we got, like, cheese and bacon fries out of the freezer section.
Oh, yeah,
We got chicken nuggets, popcorn. Mm. We got all the junk food, and we sat there, and I introduced her. I felt like it was, like, a moment for her.
Do you let your kids, when you go through the drive-thru, eat the food right away, or do you make them wait until you're home?
Okay, in the old car, they could eat whatever they wanted. In the new car, I'm sorry.
You drive through the drive-thru and you don't let them snack on the food on the
way
back?
You don't even let them get a couple
french fries?
Come on.
No.
Oh, I don't even need to finish this list. I can tell you right now.
Not a fun mom.
Not a fun mom at all. We'll give you you got one of those.
You know what, though, Monroe? Don't feel bad about that because John does let his kids eat in the car. And I've been in John's car and it is gross in there.
John got my old car and he was yelling at me the whole time. He was like, what's the matter with you? Come on.
Wow, big talk coming from John Watkins.
It's because hers was just full of cans. It's as if she owned a recycling center of nothing but Diet Coke cans.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where you were just putting them all.
Because the gas station, when you pull up in the gas station, they have the trash can. They don't have the recycling one. So I have to put all the cans.
This car was amazing.
Could you imagine if Monroe was homeless? The number of bags of cans she would be shuffling from one side of the city to the other.
Do you remember like when you went to like a Chuck E. Cheese as a kid and you'd sit in the ball pit? That was the same feeling when I went into Monroe's car.
But aluminum cans.
But they were just aluminum Diet Coke cans.
He was so annoyed.
Then that's not gross because you're kids. That's gross because of you. And that's a very different issue.
Do you have inside jokes with your kids?
Inside jokes?
Yeah, like something that you guys kind of laugh at or it's just like your thing.
Like if John and I heard it, it wouldn't make sense to us.
Right.
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
Hold on.
I've got one so far.
Thank you for this. Let me just give me one sec. I need a Jackson.
I don't know. Why did you think that this list was a good idea?
I thought it was going to go so much better.
Dude, you're making her feel way worse.
Gosh. Okay, so do you have an inside joke with your kids?
I got a few.
You do?
Yeah.
About what?
Ella and I do this thing when we wink. We go, and it makes me laugh so hard, and she knows it.
Yeah.
And so she does it to me. Constantly. Old Gerald.
Who's that?
Old Gerald.
So our dog, Buddy, he's a puppy. But he really, when he goes outside to use the potty, he goes only in like one area, which is awesome.
Yeah, they typically do.
Yeah, so it's great for me. It's easy. I go, I pick it up real fast, and life's good. Mm-hmm. I never even really search the rest of the lawn in the backyard because Buddy always goes in one spot.
Right.
Or so I thought. It turns out that Buddy had found another spot in the backyard like way behind like this tree in a bush, like by the end of the lot, right? Mm-hmm. That he had gone once, and I had never seen it. I don't know how long it's been there, but the kids, my kids Liam and Ella, they're 7 and 5, they found it.
Well, and that was entertainment.
They named it Old Gerald.
Old Gerald.
Like Old Faithful.
And they go out every day to go see how Old Gerald's doing, if Old Gerald is still there.
It's like a science experiment.
And they even wrote songs about Old Gerald.
And this was all going on without you knowing.
Behind my back. That's hilarious. Their inside joke that dad didn't know about Old Gerald. And they'd be like, Old Gerald in the corner, Old Gerald. I swear. Here's the only reason found out about Old Gerald. I picked up the poop yesterday, or it was a few days ago now. I just picked it up. And the kids were like, where's Old Gerald? And they came in the house and they were so upset. Like, where did Old Gerald go? And I'm like, who is Old Gerald?
Why Old Gerald?
I don't know.
Did they explain?
No.
Did it look like an old man, maybe?
I did not notice when I was picking it up.
Well, to you, it was just a pile of poop.
Right, exactly.
But to them, that was their Mr. Hanky.
That was their friend.
You threw away Mr. Hanky.
It was actually, if you looked at it in the right direction, mm-hmm. it was like a side profile, kind of like the George Washington.
Gerald Ford.
Old Gerald. As you know, my kid's favorite president.
Yeah,
Gerald
obviously.
Ford. And it seems to me that they had adventures with Old Gerald. Out there in the backyard.
Gross.
Uh-huh. No, I don't mean they ever touched Gerald.
To your knowledge.
To my knowledge.
Yeah.
I'll bet maybe.
I bet he's been on a sled a time or two.
But I'm like, you guys are unhealthy the way you're attached to this poo. Old
Listen,
Gerald.
You're a kid. Okay, you've never been entertained by a turd in your lifetime, John Watkins.
Yeah, again, Mr. Hanky.
Yeah.
Most entertaining piece of poo ever.
I don't know, man, but I got rid of Old Gerald. It was a dark day
monster.
In the Watkins household.
Wow.
Yeah. Jackson, what do you have coming up in your showbiz beef?
If you don't like what you get at a fancy dinner, just have Uber Eats deliver. We'll talk about it next.
One final time today, Jackson. Let's do the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. Lil Yachty. Familiar mm-hmm. with Lil Yachty?
Absolutely.
I'm not super familiar with
him. I don't know who that is.
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like a real up-and-comer. I think they're playing his stuff over on U92.
He's been here in the building.
Yeah, he's been hanging out here. Well, he went to the CEO of his record label's birthday party.
Okay.
Hanging out, because, when you're a part of a label, you got to shake some hands, kiss some babies. Is what it is.
Yeah.
So shows up, he goes to the party, but the menu wasn't quite to Lil Yachty's liking. It was too fancy.
Mm.
It had things like lobster. I think they said it was like lobster raviolis. They had all sorts of like Wagyu beef. Have you ever heard of Wagyu beef?
Yeah. It's I know it's expensive. They have it at Harmon's.
It's like notoriously expensive beef. Chicken satay, glazed sea bass, like really fancy, nice food. And he's like, okay, this isn't going to work. So he pulls out his phone. He orders some McDonald's on Uber Eats.
No, he doesn't.
And he has McDonald's delivered to the label rep or to the label's CEO's house. To the house.
Yes.
He's like, nope, I just want my hot and spicy. That's what he ordered
himself. No, I would just sit there and like smile and, are you liking the food? Oh, yeah, it's so good. Wow.
You go out afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You don't do that. You don't Uber Eats it.
I don't know, man.
He did.
That's pretty funny.
That's what he did.
That's solid. What a great way to say, I hate your rich people food. It's gross. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's really good. Apple is getting rid of iTunes. We will no longer have iTunes around for very much longer. In its place, they're going to release a separate app for different things. So currently, iTunes is jam-packed with music, TV shows, movies, podcasts, audiobooks, actual books. So what they're doing is they're releasing apps that are specifically for those different things. So you'll have one app that's just your podcast, which they already have now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have one app that's just your TV shows. You'll have one app that's just... But that's what I don't understand is I like that it's all in one place.
Me too. I was asking, what's the purpose of
Make
this?
Make it easier.
Yeah.
See, I don't. I think iTunes is way outdated. Every time I go into my iTunes on my computer, I feel like, ugh, it's so outdated. Huh. I feel like the app is definitely It's more organized that way. I like it.
Yeah, so they will be dumping that. So don't worry if you have purchases, though, because that's the big thing. After we stopped buying CDs, we started buying iTunes stuff. Everyone's like, oh, no, I'm not going to lose my movies, am I? Nope. They're going to make sure that all of your purchases transfer over.
It's actually one of my biggest complaints about digital purchases is, if you stop using something, they're all gone. And you're like, oh, man.
Yep.
I spent all this money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Those were all my CDs for the years that I collected them in radio.
Yeah. Yep. So keep an eye out for that. And if you do lose your purchases, make sure you get in touch with Apple and make sure they fulfill their end of the bargain. Fergie has finally filed for divorce from Josh Duhamel.
Wait.
She's crazy.
They haven't been divorced?
No. So they split up. I see why you're confused. They split up 2 years ago. And it's taken them 2 years to finally pull the trigger and actually file for the divorce. Because I guess what their plan was that because they actually are really great friends and they're still co-parents. Mm-hmm. And so they thought maybe this little rough patch in our marriage will go away and we'll be able to get back together. And if we divorce, then we'll never have that chance. It'll be much harder. We have to get remarried. We have to figure everything out. So they just thought we'll spend some time apart. We'll try to figure it out. We'll see if our lives are better apart or together. And I guess they just decided that they're both so busy. He's a movie star. Yeah. Not so much anymore. I haven't seen him in a lot. But she has still been working her butt off on her music. And they both want another kid, but neither one of them is in a position where they can take care of another. Like they're too busy with their own personal careers.
Didn't he get caught with the exotic dancer or something? Isn't that part of the?
Yeah, I think there was a scandal.
Wasn't there some kind of thing like that?
I don't know.
But I think the scandal, I think that broke, and then I think it was revealed that they were already separated.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, like he was out messing around, and then everyone's like, "Yeah, he's messing around." That's because they're not together anymore.
Gotcha.
But they are. They're finally making it final. A source told E! News they had a long separation to see if anything was going to change, but it was clear that they had made the right decision to move on. So. Sad though, because I really liked the two of them together.
I
thought they were cute. Katy Perry gave us some of the hot gossip about her proposal to Orlando Bloom. So it just sort of broke that they were engaged, but here's how it happened. So I guess it was Valentine's Day. She had to work that day, so they didn't really get to spend a whole lot of time together. But they made reservations to go to dinner. They go to dinner, and she's like, something's weird. He's acting weird. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And he came in all clean shaven. My favorite part was that she says specifically he wasn't wearing tennis shoes, so I knew something was up. Because apparently that's all he does, just wear tennis shoes, and he looks like a dirty hippie. Uh-huh. And it's always just like running around in Chacos or something. So he wore like dress shoes, and she's like, wow, something's going on. So then they go up to the helicopter and they helicopter away from the restaurant. And while they're in the air, he gets down on his knee and he proposes. And she's just like, of course I'll marry you. 1,000 times, yes. And when the helicopter lands, it lands at a party full of their friends and family.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is super cute.
That's cute.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was my proposal.
I don't think it was. No.
Katie's, I want that guy.
Katie said they went inside. All of her family and friends were there. And the most beautiful flowers you've ever seen. It was great. He's great. I love him so much.
That's he's assuming that she would say yes, though.
Yeah.
You're saying it's pretty presumptuous?
That's on him, for sure.
Well, maybe the helicopter had a second landing if there was a no.
Oh, could you imagine?
Which was in the middle of the landfill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he just pushes her out into a lake. Get out of here, you! Disney, here's the thing. So Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opened over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's the new Star Wars park at Disneyland Resort. Disney is not allowing visitors to wear costumes.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
But that's like a big thing. When you go out, people like want to wear their costumes.
Here's why you can't. There's too many people who will wear costumes there who are the employees.
That's exactly what it is.
You can't then have people wearing the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there'd be too much confusion over who to go to if you need help.
That's what Disney's saying.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, Disney's like, look, you guys, our employees are costumed employees.
Yeah.
They all are costume employees. They have been forever. It's part of our gimmick.
Right.
You can't come in because then people are going to ask you questions. And if you look like you represent our company and you start acting a fool, then that looks bad on us. So they're trying to get everyone like, hey, please don't wear your costume in here.
Yeah, it's just the cosplay genre right now. Like, well, everybody's so into it.
And Star Wars is a hot cosplay. Yeah. People love, and they take it seriously. And these cosplayers have good costumes.
Probably better than the Disney costumes.
And that's the thing. Yeah. That's why it'd be so easy to confuse. So Disney is just cutting it at the bud before it becomes a problem. That is a showbiz beat.
You know what? I think what we're going to do here in 6 minutes, I want to hear Monroe's proposal story.
Cute.
Just heard Katy Perry's. You wanted that life.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted that proposal.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, like, well, I don't think I know your proposal story.
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. So my husband's thing was, when we met, like, I don't want to get married.
Right.
Like, that's just, like, the whole marriage thing. I'm not sure that I buy into it, all that kind of stuff. So I had to make the decision of whether or not I wanted to be with him or not. And I was like, okay, you know, that's okay. As long as you're, you know, faithful and all that, I'm cool with it. So I did not see this coming at all. So we go to, the Redwood Forest. We drove
in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we drove out there and we were on a trip and we were driving down the coast, and doing some hikes and stuff. And we went to this gift shop along the way. It's the one that has Paul Bunyan and the blue bowl out front.
Yep.
And I got one of those pictures, you know, with the bowl, like everybody gets one.
Right.
Always. Yeah.
And they had this thing, it said redneck wedding ring, like this little box, and you open it and it's like a bottle cap.
Okay.
And so I kind of showed it to him and elbowed him, you know, and just rolled my eyes like, just kidding, you know, that kind of thing. Because he told me I could have one thing in the shop. Like, I'll buy you one thing, buy one souvenir.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I want this.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, right? Like, I want this redneck wedding ring.
Hint, hint.
Hint.
Well, you know, but I knew his answer, and that's why I kind of, you know, gave him a little bit of crap about it. Anyways, we leave, and a couple days later, we're on this hike because that's all he wants to do is like hike. So I'm like, all right, let's go on this big redwood forest hike. I get it. We'll go see all these
old trees.
So we were on this hike, and he keeps saying, like, hey, go stand by that tree. I want to get your picture. And I'd be like, okay. So I go over, and I'd stand next to the tree, like, look at how small I am compared to this big tree. And then he would kind of act a little weird, take a picture, and then we'd keep going.
Uh-huh.
The whole hike, this was going on.
A lot of photos next to trees.
There's a lot of pictures of me next to these trees. And so finally, we're like down to probably just the last little bit of the trail. Like, we've gone all the way up, and now we're going all the way down and still taking pictures of these trees. And finally, like, he stops me by this tree, and he's like, all right, let's take a picture. And I'm like, okay.
So the sake of taking pictures next to trees or whatever it is.
So, and then that's when he got down on one knee.
Aww.
And proposed. But the thing was, is because I had kind of like, I did that redneck wedding ring thing.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my gosh, I pressured him.
Oh, did you feel like?
Yeah. So I felt like, so I said, oh, is this real?
Yeah.
Or are you kidding? Are you kidding back? Is this real?
What's
like,
happening?
I was really, really super confused. It was absolutely real. But then the worst part is because we were on this big hike, I'm sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's so gross.
And we were also on vacation, and there's a lot of bugs there that I wasn't anticipating.
Right.
So I only had capri pants on. So then I had to get my long warm socks and put them up over the capris.
So you're telling me the photos aren't great?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
I'm sweaty, and I've got like these long socks on with these capris, like these striped socks.
Not to mention, he had to go to a specialty place to get a ring big enough for the hands, I would think.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Man.
No, that was a really sweet story, though. I like that. Sweet.
He's the best.
I want to say hi to Heather. Heather listens to us every single day. In fact, she drives her husband to work, and then she drives in as well. They do the old carpooling commuting. And her husband works in our building.
No way.
Up on a different floor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So she actually comes right by here, drops him off, and then drives out to work for herself.
She needs to wave at us in the window.
That's what I was telling her. So she's so sweet. We ran into each other actually at the gym. I was signing the kids up for summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, are you John from the morning show? And I felt bad because I was in the middle of finding out how much we were paying for summer camp. And I don't think my face had the best look.
Man, I had one of those moments this weekend, too.
Did you really?
Yes, at the parade. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Your neighbor.
I know.
I was like staring down because we were number 49 in the parade and it was hot out there.
It was.
We had a trailer full of kids. We had to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was given number 72. My mom face, because it felt like they were trying to sneak up on our territory. So I was like glaring at him like, oh, no, you know, doing the West Side Story kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
And then your neighbor came up and she's like, hi, I just wanted to meet you. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. You just caught me at like the worst moment ever.
The worst? I know.
I was not on my best behavior.
We don't have the resting friendly face the way Jackson does.
That's the problem, though, is that you guys actually are friendly.
Right.
But you have venom faces.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm over here just as unfriendly as they come.
But your
with
face
this
is
big
so,
old smiley face.
I know, so inviting.
So silly.
Monroe told the story about how she was proposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this text saying my husband proposed to me on the toilet. He put glow in the dark stars on the ceiling, wrapped my ring in a World of Warcraft box. I wanted something unique, so I guess that's what I got.
Oh.
Nerds.
He put me on a throne. See, the toilet. Under a starlit sky.
Oh.
And he asked me to marry him.
See?
Nerds. No, that's really
cute, though. She'll never forget it.
That is cute. Yeah.
And then the best part is she had to go tell her mom. Because her mom was like, oh, how did he do it?
Yeah.
She's like, well.
I like the fun stories. Maybe we'll do that as a topic tomorrow. Speaking of Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland, this was one of Jackson's showbiz beat stories. We were talking about how Disney's not allowing costume people just addressing costumes.
Right.
You guys were talking about how expensive the lightsabers were. Yeah, we talked last week how expensive they were. They're $200 or something like that.
Yeah.
You can get
crazy.
A life-size remote controlled R2-D2 at Disneyland for $25,000.
Worth it. It's a life-size remote control R2-D2.
You could buy the Stormtrooper costume, which you can't put on at Disneyland, for $6,000.
Again.
Uh-huh. A Kylo Ren mask. How much do you think that goes for?
How much would I pay to look like Adam Driver? It's a really good question. I'd pay
$5. $5, is what you're saying. Monroe?
It's got to be like $450 or something.
$600.
No!
$600.
That's disgusting.
Right?
So expensive. But you know what? It's for people like me. If I hadn't married my cheap husband.
You'd be buying it.
Yeah.
You'd be all
my
about
cheap
it.
Husband.
Yeah. I got a question. You were trashing on Adam Driver there a second, Kylo Ren.
I wasn't trashing Adam Driver. I was just saying I don't know that I would pay that much to look like
him. I don't think he was hired for his looks.
This is what I want to ask the two of you, because Adam Driver is one of those people that either people say very sexy or not sexy at all.
He busted.
He busted.
He busted.
So you're saying not sexy, huh?
If those are my two options, I think he's an average-looking dude. I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, he's like someone I grew up and went to school with.
He has the same face that if the color beige had a face. That's the face of Adam Driver. But I don't think he's bad-looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, if you're asking me
I'm
to choose
good-looking
specifically,
or not good-looking. Yeah.
Not good-looking.
Not good-looking.
Average. Huh. Fine.
Uh-huh.
Monroe, same thing.
Yeah, he's no Chris Hemsworth,
like facial hair.
His facial hair?
Because he tries to grow that mustache, and it's not ever a good look on him. And it's just...
Oh, it is a creeper mustache.
He can't grow it. It's not a full mustache.
He doesn't have a mustache face. Just stop trying to make the mustache happen.
Is it the nose?
Dude, I'm telling you, he just looks boring.
He's fine.
I wish I had a better answer for you than that.
I'm just fascinated that both of you are on the same page that he's not. Because people find him...
one of the sexiest men alive.
Yeah, like he's ranked like that. And I'm like, Huh.
That's the Star Wars girls.
There's no Shawn Mendes.
The Star Wars girls are real into Star-
Yeah, that's what it is. They like the bad guy.
Also, he was a big character on HBO's Girls.
Yeah, he was.
So that's where I think a lot of that attraction comes from. But if you just saw him and he wasn't famous, you'd be like, let's cross the street. You know what I mean? I mean? He definitely looks like he's owned a trench coat in his day.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a trench coat guy.
Listen, you're the one that wouldn't let it go, John. You brought that on yourself.
I'm sorry, Adam Driver. Should we keep with the engagement stories today? I feel like it's kind of become a theme.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, why not, right? I don't know if you knew this, but Costco sells diamond rings. Like actual...
Yeah, they have a really nice jewelry section.
Yeah.
Small, but...
Ridiculously nice. In fact, they have a bunch of rings that cost more than $50,000.
Well, my husband missed that section.
Also, they have some over $100,000.
Wow.
In the Costco warehouse?
In the Costco warehouse.
In that little glass case?
Right. I've never walked...
It's like one case.
And looked at it, I guess. It's right by the TVs, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it's like right next to the cable or the cell phone.
Okay.
Guy that's trying to sell you stuff.
Yes. That's why you've never seen the expensive rings, because you're putting your face down on the ground trying not to get bombarded in Costco. I'm
telling you, man, most of them are pretty cool, but those cell phone ones are aggressive.
So aggressive.
Them and the Dyson guy.
Listen.
The Dyson guy.
Here's the thing. If I want a new cell phone, I'll go out and I will seek a new cell phone.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring it to me. I'm not interested today.
You're not going to change my heart, soul, or mind while I'm walking through Costco
wondering
what samples I'm going to taste today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyways, they're also, Costco has their most expensive ring is a 10-carat diamond engagement ring. Mm. That costs, how much does 10 carats go for, do you think?
Oh, man.
A lot?
Hundreds of thousands, right?
Yeah. $420,000.
Whoa. Why?
Man.
How
many houses could you have for that?
Someone actually bought this $420,000 ring within the first 3 months of the year. Now you're saying, well, how do you even know this? Like, why is this an interesting story?
Right.
We know this because it was such a large purchase that it helped Costco's entire financial quarter.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Costco's first quarter sales were up 5.6%. And in their report, when they're, because you have to say, like, why you think sales are up so much, just so investors know.
Yeah.
They were like, well, someone bought this ring.
Yeah.
That's their answer.
We
sales
sold
are
the
up.
Ring.
We sold one ring and it's up that much. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It's insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
and
really
it's
nuts.
Insane to think that as busy as Costco is, every darn weekend that I try to go there,
mm-hmm.
you can't even park in the Ugh. Place. I'm surprised it made that big of a dent.
My least favorite time to go, though, Fridays, midday, to Costco. I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
You have Fran and all of her friends there, and they walk in a line.
Four abreast?
Yes.
Oh,
and they
man.
Can't get past them.
Like planning the bunko party.
Yeah, and they're just talking. They're just having a good old time.
Man,
dude,
me nuts.
And
listen,
I'm like, come on.
If you walk down the middle of the aisle at Costco, I will run you over.
Right.
You move.
Yes.
You,
get
you
out of the way.
Stay in your lane, bub.
Prison rules. That's all I'm saying. That's how we do it. Plagiarism, I think we can all agree that it's frowned upon in most communities.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're in school, man. So I'm over at, you know, Slick, Solid Community College. Go Bruins! And like every page, whenever you submit something, you have to like check a box, like acknowledging that it's not like you haven't plagiarized this. Like it's out of your own work. Like that's where we're at now. Or so I thought, because there's a high school principal who's going viral right now for plagiarizing his graduation speech.
Oh, no.
Ken DeMoss.
No.
He's the principal of Parksburg High School in West Virginia. And when he spoke at graduation last week, he plagiarized his speech from Ashton Kutcher.
Wow.
Oh,
so didn't even
that
steal.
Was a good speech.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that was a great speech.
Is this the one where he testified in front of Congress?
No, this was back in 2013. Ashton Kutcher gave this surprisingly inspirational speech at the Teen Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
It went viral. It was everywhere. It was a beautiful.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I remember hearing it going like, I've never been a huge Ashton Kutcher fan.
Me either.
Yeah.
I know what you thought, because I've been like, oh, he's always just kind of like been the dumb.
Yeah, he's
the
Kelso.
Dumb jock guy. Yeah, he's Kelso.
So great.
But that speech, I was like, okay.
Really turned my perception of him around. So this principal structured the speech like Ashton, using a lot of the same phrases, the cliches, even the examples about the importance of respecting hard work and being smart. He even ends with the same Steve Jobs quote, the I love you guys quote. Well, one of the students was sitting there at the school, hanging out, watching his principal do the speech.
Like, oh, I've been waiting to get this guy.
And was like, I'm pretty sure I've heard this speech somewhere before.
Yeah.
So she edited together a YouTube video of the two speeches. Would you like to hear some of the two?
Yes.
Here you go.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up...
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
Was and I've never had a job
in my life
that I was better than.
I was always lucky to have a job.
And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job.
So
opportunities look a lot like work.
Opportunities for me look like hard work.
Right.
Oh,
wow, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Even like to go that far, it's one thing to take like the motivational parts of a speech, but to actually say that you were a young kid with a roofing job. That's bad.
Once it started going viral, the principal offered a statement that he said he had 3 master's degrees somewhere in the statement. I don't know why.
Hey, I am smart.
Yeah. He also admits that he has seen Ashton's speech, and he did borrow quite a bit of it for him.
Mm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then he says, quote, it was never my intent to take credit for what I said. By the way, I didn't get paid to do this speech. Like... But
it doesn't mean that
it doesn't matter,
right?
I don't get paid to go to school either, but I'm not allowed to steal things.
Yes. Like, your dad was a furniture salesman, Principal Robert.
Such a ripoff, man. My son Liam has the weirdest hobby right now. He's really into his pogo stick.
Oh, well, hey, dude, at least it's active.
I know, that's what Jen's. And like, seriously, like when I go and coach soccer and he's out there and just pogoing around, like he's exhausted by the end.
Uh-huh.
And he actually has learned some really cool tricks. Like he can like kind of flip this thing and like do it without hands. But I'm like, it's a pogo stick. Like, who uses pogo sticks in 2020 or 19, whatever year this is?
Dude, all right, Dad.
I never say anything.
I'm
never just telling
do enough to make you proud.
No, I'm just talking to the two of you about it. I'm just telling you that, like, eh.
Way to make us feel self-conscious, Dad.
Well, so here's the thing. That's how I felt till I read this article. There's a new product on the market for people looking to rent a quick mode of transportation.
Uh-huh.
Pogo sticks.
Oh, man. Okay, you guys thought that there were a lot of people getting hurt from the scooters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine somebody pogoing on your foot?
Have you seen Americans? What makes you think we can pogo?
Right? Also,
downtown.
Yeah. You know, because there's... If I ever got on a pogo stick, there are going to be parts of my body... That move.
Oh, yeah.
That I, in my mind, would never imagine moved.
Yeah.
And then I would go into a deep, dark depression and that I couldn't get out of and just eat ice cream to make myself feel better.
Well,
so.
A company called Kangaroo, they're from Sweden, just introduced pogo sticks that you rent like e-scooters. This is their answer to e-scooters. So the pogo sticks are just all over the street, and you unlock them with an app, and then you pay the minute to bounce wherever you're going. Because who doesn't want to show up disheveled and sweaty to the place that you're going to? They're going to test them in 2 cities in Sweden this summer. And then the first American city is going to get them is San Francisco. You know, the place with all those hills? Yeah.
No.
There. They're riding on the idea that people are going to want to like the idea of being fit. You know how like we have those e-bikes that are out in front?
Uh-huh.
Which, but I don't feel like people use those anymore now that we have the e-scooters.
Oh, yeah. Why pedal, okay, when you can just push a button and make it go?
So we'll see if this thing, if you guys want to invest, I think they're looking for people who have extra money to throw Kangaroo.
Well, joke's on you. I never have extra money.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yay!
I'm going to go with Star Wars since we were talking Star Wars Galaxy's Edge earlier. George Lucas never won any Oscars for Star Wars. But his ex-wife did. Marsha Lucas won the Oscar for Best Film Editing for Star Wars back in 1978. she and George got divorced in 1983.
Oh, man. I wonder if he tried to put that. I want your Oscar. I gave you that Oscar. That was mine.
One of my favorite Oscar victories was the woman who won Best Director for The Hurt Locker.
Yes, I remember that.
She was up against James Cameron, her ex-husband,
who
was, a jerk to her.
Yep.
Yeah.
She just comes prancing
win
up there.
Win that Oscar,
and she
girl.
Won.
Win
and
it.
It was like, you know he was in one of those, like, his face was on fire, like he was sweating.
Every time he came to pick up the kids, she just happened to have it sitting out on her doorstep.
This old thing, thing right here. Yeah. Jackson, final thoughts for today.
Yeah, go check out our podcast. Yeah. We have all sorts of fun goodies, plus the podcast extra. The stories from Choose the News that you didn't get to hear.
Monroe.
You guys, it is game time for me. Like, this is the week of all weeks. I've got my son.
Okay.
Who's graduating kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday. Ugh. I'm emotionally preparing for that.
Mm-hmm.
Also emotionally preparing for my VIP New Kids on the Block experience.
Is that why you have to be there like at noon?
Yeah, I have to be there at 3:30.
Because the show's too late.
I am way too old to be hanging out at a concert for seven hours.
Do you get to watch their sound check?
I don't know what happens. It was just this VIP thing. We're sitting front row.
Of course you are.
Listen,
yeah.
I pretty much had to promise my next child
so
to get this ticket.
But are you meeting with the whole band?
Yeah.
That's
cool. It's the band and 10 other people, though. It's groups of 10.
That's still okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, oh, you mean for the photo?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That sucks.
Listen, I will push my way next to Donnie. That's all I care about. And then I can crop everyone else out.
How much did...
Do you really want to know?
I kind of do.
Do you really want
to
know?
To take a group photo with 10 other people, I wouldn't pay anything for that.
All right, at least all 10 friends.
No.
So you're talking randos with you in this photo.
Seven other randos.
Okay. How much did you pay?
I can't. It's a long story.
No. We don't want the backstory.
We don't want the backstory.
We just want the number. Hold on. Jackson, how much do you think Monroe paid?
I hope it's not over a grand.
Okay.
But I feel like it might be.
I'm going to say $650.
Okay. I paid my friend what we promised we were going to pay for the tickets.
Okay.
She got herself in a bind and had to get herself out of it.
Okay.
She was the one buying the tickets.
What did you pay?
My share was $300.
Oh, that's not bad.
But it was way more than that.
How much was
it? My friend has to eat it.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't asked her because that's why I was going to try to tell you the backstory. This is a long story.
Well, I didn't realize there was going to be so much.
Yeah. So you got it for a steal.
So she got stuck in one of those online waiting rooms. And she couldn't get out of it. And so the tickets were like selling out. And so we were all like on a text, like, what are you doing? Like, what's happening?
Get
you don't
the
have
tickets.
Our tickets yet. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. All right, I've got, you know, row 12 or whatever in my cart. Let's get these. We agreed on 300 each. And then she was silent for a really long time and then came on and said, don't worry about it. Just pay me what you guys agreed to pay. But we're sitting front row and we're doing the VIP experience.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Her
husband's friends with my husband. And, like, I mean, it's been a whole thing.
I would think so.
All year.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Sounds like there's a lot happening over there. That was quite the final thought.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my final thought.
Just leave you
4 days.
Leave you with that. Gotta put our hands up, the podcast extra, doing it every day. Listening just like, yeah. Enjoying it just like, yeah. Monroe,
come on.
Monroe.
Get in here.
Get in this. Get in the water. It's all nice and warm. Come on over here.
We warmed it up for you.
Oh, it's all good.
John peed in the pool.
I know. That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, somebody peed. That's why you want me in there.
All right, let's get to our podcast extras. Jackson.
Cool. Where did my story go? There it is. So, it's that time of year again. The cars are starting to heat up.
Yep.
People are starting to break windows because you're leaving your dogs in your car.
Every year.
This is my annual reminder. Don't leave your dogs in the car.
Yeah.
Or I will personally track you down and kill you.
Yeah.
I will do it, and I won't feel bad.
He will.
Yeah.
I've seen it done. I've seen things.
Yeah, he's killed people before.
Well, this one's a little bit different. This one, of course, comes to us from Jacksonville, Florida, where a woman by the name of Miranda Lemondola is being hailed a hero for saving a pig from a car.
I'm sorry? A pig?
Yes.
Oh.
Miranda was driving around. It was 101 degrees outside.
Okay.
She parks her car in the mall parking lot. She's walking by, and she hears this, like, loud oinking. She's like, That's odd. Goes over, finds that there's a pig roasting in this hot car.
Oh.
Somebody left their pet pig in the car to go do some shopping.
Oh, gosh.
I smell bacon.
Yeah, right.
So she calls mall security. Security's like, I can't do anything about this.
Yeah.
Because what is security supposed to do about it? So then they call 911. Police officers showed up, and they tried really hard to get the pig out. But by the time they showed up, the pig was starting to foam at the mouth.
Oh, no.
It was looking really bad. He was shaking, and he was foaming, so they had no other option. They broke the car window, got the pig out, started giving him fluids, and started feeding him. And he pepped back up, got him into animal care and protective services, where they're now taking care of him. But there's no word on if there are going to be any criminal charges against the owner.
A poor pig.
Yeah, man. Aww. You can't just leave him to bake in a car. That's not nice.
Frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, it's not very cool.
All right, I got the top five morning routines required for a good day. Let's see if you guys do any of these. Number one, you got to have a cup of coffee. They say it is the number one thing we need to get our day off to a good start.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coffee's not strong enough for me anymore. I just take caffeine pills. They're concentrated. They're dosed. God. I know what I'm getting into. It's good.
This is going to be the start of a terrible...
let's go. Yeah. Let's do it. Punch me in the face. Who's ready to jump off a building?
Exactly. Number two, waking up after getting enough sleep.
Well, yeah, but nobody gets enough sleep. That's the problem.
I was
going to
say, who's getting enough sleep?
That's the point of this article.
Monroe was yelling at me yesterday at the parade how she hasn't had good sleep in 6 months since joining the morning show.
I know. John's like, really? Really?
Yeah.
I'm a mother. I'm a dance mom. I'm a soccer mom.
Here's the other thing, too, Monroe. He always says, don't worry, it gets better. Don't worry, it'll get better. And it never does. It never gets any better.
It so doesn't.
It sucks getting up every morning. Waking up is the worst. And waking up early,
I have the same thoughts getting dressed every morning today as I did 15, 20 years ago, whenever I started doing morning radio.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Yep.
A morning shower. I know you do the morning shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I cry.
Yeah, I know you do. Listening to music while you're getting ready. Well, it'd be hard for us
I listen to music on the way in.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's always like old Eminem, you know?
Okay, so you have like a specific kind of more like playlist that you listen to.
Yeah, cleaning out my closet. Gets me in the mood. One more time.
I said I'm sorry, mama. What about listening to podcasts? Because that's typically how I start my morning.
I'm the same as
you. I know.
No.
All right. The murder podcast doesn't get
you going.
That's true. If you feel like you're getting chased, you're going to move a little faster.
And finally,
walking in when it's dark in the morning and listening to the murder podcast, I'm like, all right, run faster.
There are some characters. Here's the thing, you guys. The only people up at 4 a.m.
in downtown Salt Lake City
and crackheads.
Yep.
So moving from our parking lot, which is a block away, to our office doesn't sound like it should be too terrifying. But it is.
And if you have a rolling backpack that carries your laptop, it makes it that much scarier.
If you have a rolling backpack, you're good because everyone just thinks you're part of that.
I know.
You fit in with all the crackheads.
I took a photo of Monroe last week, and she just looked like all the other ones out there. Like, yeah, your rolling little suitcase.
Little rolly backpack.
Yeah. And finally, if you want to have a good morning, you should eat a light breakfast, but nothing too heavy. Do you guys
What's
eat breakfast?
Light?
I do a protein shake.
Okay.
I can't eat that early
That's
in the morning.
Pretty late.
What are you talking about?
What do you do?
I'll usually do, if I have time, I like to make something. Like, I do a turkey bacon sandwich.
Oh, okay.
With, like, hummus and avocado
and
stuff.
That's good.
That takes a little more time, and also I have to be, like, up banging around pans and stuff in the kitchen. So usually it's just, like, a protein bar and some coffee or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing fancy.
I got you. I like my baked oatmeal, as you guys know. I have my
John has had the same oatmeal, I think in the same bowl, honestly, every day for like 50 years.
Yeah.
And he's only 30. So
I've been eating oatmeal and then having green tea since I started doing morning
every day for like 20 years.
Yep.
Okay.
Just seems to be enough to keep me full for the show.
Jam, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you don't mind giving us a review, does such big things for us. 5 stars, some nice little comments. It really does help. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. And I believe we're going to do, I should have checked with Jackson before saying this, this upcoming Saturday, we'll have a new Saturday morning cereal.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry.
We'll make sure it happens.
Woo!